Westlake Park was originally the home base for Seattle's Occupy protesters. And this Friday, they're heading back there in order to take back Black Friday, the busiest shopping day of the year. That's got some people worrying that, much like the Grinch or Ebenezer Scrooge, occupiers plan to disrupt the city's favorite traditions. But Joanna Wright, one of the organizers of Friday's Occupy events, says,
"Not at all.
The point they hope to make is
partly encouraging people to buy less or buy nothing. It's also encouraging us to think about this shopping season in a different way. If you are going to spend your money this holiday season, spend it at local independent businesses and support our local economy rather than the big box stores."
To do that, they're planning to host a series of speakers, set up craft tents, and even put on a square dance, all family-friendly activities, which helps put Kate Jonkis at ease. She's president of the Downtown Seattle Association, one of the groups responsible for the Winter Wonderland. Jonkis says she's not worried.
"We've been doing this for 30 years, right through WTO, and it's always been a great, safe family place. So we're well prepared, and we have added security, so I think it's going to be just fine."
Both Jonkis and Wright met with the Parks Department to make sure the day's plans go off smoothly. All the Occupy-sponsored activities are happening between noon and 5. Last year, about 25,000 people attended the parade and tree lighting ceremony. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.